Well, teachers, lesson four in Psalms. I hope your summer's going really well, and I hope that the study has been encouraging to you, like it has been to me as I've studied these today. If today's lesson is Psalm 96, it's 1 to 13, and it's talking about worshiping God. Every person should worship a God alone. There's an exclusivity to this particular text, as we're going to see as we go through it. God alone is worthy of worship, and we should worship him for three reasons. The first reason that's pointed out here is God's reign. It's in verse 1 and 6. We should worship God because God alone reigns. If you look at verse 1, it says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary." You see here a picture of the greatness of the Lord, that he reigns. He created everything. He is above everything. And you see an exclusivity here about him, that he is the God who created everything. All the other gods of the nations are idols. They're literally made up. They've been crafted by somebody else. They've been designed in the head and hearts of the created thing, not recognized because it is the creator. And so that's what we see here. God should be worshiped because he uniquely reigns in the world. You also see, secondly, God's majesty leads us to worship him. In verse 6, it says, "Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth." We see here going into his courts. You see this, again, a picture of kingliness, of majesty. Again, he's the king, and we worship him for that reason. And then the last reason that we should worship him, you see this in verses 10 to 13, is his judgment. And literally he says in verse 10, "Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth." There you go. There's a reason to worship him. "He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth." Another reason to worship him is that he is the one who reigns. He's the one who is the king. He is it's his majesty that we should recognize, and he's going to discern right from wrong based on his own character, and we will be judged based on his character. That's the idea that we see here. He is worthy of worship, and we should worship him because of those three ideas. There's a lot here. I hope this lesson helped you, and that you're ready to teach it on Sunday. Have a great day.